Okay, so there's people you have to look after. If you don't have people to look after, person, God forbid, doesn't have a family, doesn't have children, doesn't have people to look after, as the koyf, but with such a need, he has to thank Hashem that he's freed up and he can do other things that he couldn't do, even Hashem in different ways. I can't remember what it was. Somebody came to, I think it was Rav Shlomo Zalman. Mail it to Shlomo Zalman. I will, if I'm wrong, no, the story of that. If it is Rav Shlomo Zalman, the story is even more penetrating. But I'm almost sure it was Rav Shlomo Zalman. A woman, she didn't have children for a long time. She couldn't have children. And she was, mama, she was, stasis was a difficult, terrible nisoin. And the one that she just couldn't do, just couldn't. So she got out of the house, she got a taxi, and she went to Rav Shlomo Zalman. Remember, Rav Shlomo Zalman used to live in Shaarei Tzedek. You have to walk up a little metal rickety staircase up to like the third floor. Never saw Rav Shlomo Zalman's house in Shaarei Chesed there. Rickety thing. And she saw that the light was on. So she climbed up the stairs and she knocked on the door. She went in. Now, Shlomo Zalman was the sweetest. You ever seen pictures of Shlomo Zalman with that smile on his face that can warm you for months just looking at a picture of him? The sweetest, nicest, kindest, beyond comprehension. She knocked on the door, went inside, and she just burst out crying. Burst out crying. She told him what the story was. Shlomo Zalman said to her, Hashem doesn't know your children. Hashem doesn't know your children. I'm shocked. That was what she needed to hear and after she had children on. Hashem doesn't know you anything. Mama, Hashem, Mama, Magiyeli. Lo Magiyeli. Ken Magiyeli. Lo Magiyeli lecha klum. You know what? Hashem doesn't know us anything. Shavada, a person has to daven, a person has to work, a person has to try and get whatever you can get. And there's a pain for sure. But when you don't have what you want, that's because Hashem doesn't want you to have it, and that's the best thing for you. Then you have to find the nakuda, how good in it. To find the nakuda, how good in it, and use that because that's what Hashem's given you. Like I told you about that friend of us from South Africa, he never got married, never had children. He was untold what he did. He would have become that great with a wife and kids. You don't know, but the greatness he attained, that was he understood. This is my reality. You can dive into change your reality, but until the reality changes, this is my reality. This is the way Hashem wants me to be. This is what's best for me. How am I going to use the situation? So that's somebody who doesn't have anybody else to care. What about the rest of us? Im yesh la'odem isha v'kreiv, im ahov, im v'oiv, im yiftach, v'lokim shiyatze lo'to mehayegir v'hatircha, shem goyim im lo'ich. If a person does have other people that he's responsible for, whoever they are, he has to have betochen in Hashem. Remember, we're trying to find out the correct way of having betochen in different situations. In this situation where you have people that are dependent, you have to take care of it. And it's an oil. That's a big responsibility. So you have to have betochen that Hashem will save you, protect you. Yatzil, if you want to translate Yatzil. Mehayegir v'hatircha Hashem goyim im lo. From the toil and the bother that they cause him. And he has to make his studies, he has to do his best to fulfill his obligations to them, because they have obligations to them. They have obligations to these people. Torah, the Raisa obligations to these people. The Rabbanon obligations, but certainly Isha is the Raisa. And you should try Belief Sholem to provide them with their needs. Don't put a yoke on them. And you should be very concerned about what's good for them. You should be loyal, faithful to them in all their matters. And you should teach them the correct way to go in the way of Torah and in the ways of the world, depending again on each person's situation. It's not going to apply to everybody at all times. That which will be beneficial in the avodah saboyah. That's all included in the mitzvah of after recha kamoicha. I wouldn't have guessed that. There it is. Don't hate your friend in your heart. if you're not doing all these things, somehow he wants to tell us, and again, I'm not going to analyze the Tshuva, but it's fairly blatant what he's saying here. If not, it could be that a person's over the love of don't hate your brother in your heart. That's just in your heart. It doesn't get expressed. That's other isurim, just in your heart. You feel hatred towards somebody. All this good you're doing for all these people, and sometimes it's a lot, and it's an enormous amount of mysterious nefesh and of sacrifice. Raising a family and taking care of them, it's big. So when you're doing that, don't do it with the hope of getting any reward for that. Don't do it because one day I'll need them and then they'll help me, so I'll help them today. And not because you like the covered and the praise that they give you, that you should rule over them. You know why I'm doing this? You know, I'm getting out of bed this morning and I'm going to work and I'm paying the bills and I'm speaking to the teacher and I'm writing to the counselor and I'm going, yeah, and I'm dealing with the brother who needs help. Or I'm doing that, you know why? In order to keep the Torah and the obligations that I have towards them. If somebody does what he's doing with the kavana to achieve one of these things that he just spoke about, payback, covet, thank yous, whatever, you won't get what you're looking for in Olam Hazeh. All your toil will be for nothing. And you lose your reward in Olam Haba. Again, the Olam, you have to do it Shelo Lishmo. And through the Lo Lishmo, you'll come to Lishmo. That we never take away from that. But you have to have a goal, you have to have a desire to get to the point where you can do what he's talking about. Right now, we can't do what he's talking about. Find one small area, maybe, that you can. Dedicated to this, essentially, we always say shalolishmo, then shalolishmo, bolishmo. But it's lo'ilam, the Rambam says. You always have to be having some kind of a lo'ilishmo. Rav Sirovsky, that has all these yeshivas on Kailim and whatever. He's a Balmoifus. He has thousands of avreichim and yeshivas and yeshiva ketanas, whatever. They're going to extract millions of dollars. That's unbelievable. He was very close to Rav Aaron Leib. So one day, there's a picture of him and Rav Aaron Leib laughing together. I don't know if it's true or not, but I imagine this was the talk that they had. A very beautiful picture of Sirotsky and Rav Aaron Leib. Rav Aaron Leib is mamash klatzing with a smile on his face. Beautiful picture. So one day, Rav Aaron Leib said to him, you'll enjoy this. Rav Aaron Leib said to him, how much of what you're doing is the same Shemayim, and how much is the same Sirotsky? How much of a lolly shmo is there involved? So you have to know Sirotsky is everybody. So he said to him, it's about 90% Sirotskin and about 10% Shlishmo. So Rav Aaron Leib said, Chaval, if it was 100% Sirotskin, we could have another 10 Koilulim. Both laughing. If that's the picture, I don't. For me, that's the picture. I just don't know that. You understand? It was tongue in cheek, Chaval, it's gum true as well. The Tats once told me, we were talking about in the early days, I was talking about Lishmo. Lishmo is a beautiful thing. Everybody wants to do things Lishmo. He said, forget about Lishmo, you'll never learn. Find a good law Lishmo and start learning. If you're wanting to learn Lishmo, you'll never learn. You're wanting to do something Lishmo, how are you going to get out of bed? Find something that gets you out of bed at the last coffee, whatever it is. A Bocha told me he got out of bed in the morning and Lishmo was having a rough time. He used to get out of bed with a certain coffee that he really liked. So he paid his chavrusa to make him this coffee every morning to wake him up. He got out of bed through coffee. That's a chochem. That's a chochem. So I don't know if coffee wouldn't get me out of bed. I'm not getting out of bed for a cup of coffee. Not even this. I don't drive enough for coffee. Well, just disappoint you. But it's a more of there. I'll find a more lishmo. Doesn't have to be, find some more lishmo. We're hoping to get to the point where we do this. Hashem told me to do it. But that's what I'm doing. But they don't owe you anything. Get that out of your head. And it's a hard one. I can think so much for them and whatever. They can't even switch off the lights. Anybody ever had that flashing through their minds once? He's been out of his room for 9 hours and the air conditioner's still on. After everything I do for them, you're welcome to upset because the air conditioner's on for 9 hours. Well, what's it got to do with what you do for them? After what I did for you, this is how you
treat me. I pay the electric bill.
Saying that's one subject. You pay the electric bill, so it's great to them not to waste money, but it's not because you do such wonderful chassadim for them, and you have a roof over them, and you feed them and take care of them, and lend them the car, blah, 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 blah. And now, therefore, they owe you to switch off. They're not set for. They don't owe you anything. Avada, it's a bit hard when it's your kids, because your kids, you have to machanach and things like a chorus or tape or whatever. Ask the machanachim how you do that. I don't know. But this is not a chinuch shir. This is a betochen shir. Ma? To how my son switches off his air conditioner. No, but it's about waking up in the morning. It's off waking up in the morning. Everybody's woken up here already. If that's your lordy small, his lordy shmo used to be one of the sorry training in davening. Wow, that's a lordy shmo. Okay, I don't know, but I need my records. Set up, okay. I'm saying, as far as the chinuch point is, whatever that I'm also machan chinuch. I don't know. Clue what chinuch is. My children are in age where it's also to machan. So okay. But anyway, if you try and get all these things you want from them, you're never going to get it, and you lose your scar. Ulam, imu meitiv lehem rak mitoich kavona. Lavoi bezeh elokim. If you do, and you give them, and you bestow good on all these people that you have to do good for, whoever they are. Only because you want to do the mitzvah of Hashem? Are you serving Hashem? Is it chelik mavoidus Hashem? As elokim yaz do lehem sheigimbolu lo toiv olam hazeh. Hashem will help you to have what you need in order to give them the good that they need. And he will put your praises in their mouth. And he will grow your value in their eyes. Sorry, Olam Haba. And you will achieve the reward, because everything else he spoke about up to now with Olam Hazeh. And you will get the schar hagodol. Which I didn't want that to do with this. I don't know. Again, these psukim. One day we have to find someone to teach us what these psukim are doing. You know what the pasuk is that tells you if you don't do it, you just do it for the sake of the mitzvah. Then Hashem says what he told Shlomo. Oh, he asked Shlomo, do you want Oishu for COVID? He asked for COVID. He asked for COVID. He asked, no, you want wisdom or Oishu for COVID? He asked for wisdom. He says, I'll give you Oishu for COVID as well. So you don't want the kashrut to anything. Okay, listen. That's your home. So that's the first thing a person has to remember. Our takeaway. What's our takeaway from forget the idea there. Our takeaway is we're doing a lot of things for a lot of people. Not that there are a lot of people doing a lot of things for us. That's Hilchos HaKoros HaTev. I'm not going into that. But we're doing a lot of things for a lot of people. That giving you do can either megale your tzelem elokim and build for you an enormous Gan Eden, or it can destroy you. Because we want to be like Hashem. And that's exactly what Hashem is doing. Hashem gives shnei. You can't come in one day when we've been together for 10 years. The Tzelem Elokim we have is to be an unconditional giver. That's what we're trying to find. We're trying to find opportunities to be like Hashem. That's what we're looking for. So you have an hizdamnut, you have an opportunity with all these people you're giving to. And usually, it's not so easy to give to them sometimes. Not so easy. Teenage kids and a lot of them. Sometimes it could be the workers that work for you, whatever. They don't always make my hair come off. The opportunity is to be like Hashem. Hashem is giving us continually, unconditionally. We don't exactly behave sometimes. So we also look like teenagers to him sometimes. Also don't make my hair kol kach yafeh. So the opportunity here is to be like Hashem. So that's the takeaway from here. Areas, small areas, where you are, just to be aware of it. Just to be aware that we're trying to be a little bit like Hashem. So the same as Hashem's giving unconditionally, he asks us to be like him and give unconditionally. He takes care of us, you take care of his children. Unconditionally. Again, real ideal process. But the direction, ideal, where we're heading towards is to be like that, is to be able to give them, because I'm doing a mitzvah, you know. Your wife comes and asks for money, you makani a mitzvah deraisa. Do you know that? Makani a mitzvah deraisa. What's the... Again, I'm not telling you that it has to be an open straight up, but it's got to be practical and worked out and cheshbon. No one, of course, there's a yamin and there's a small. There's a chesed and a gura. Chesed without gura is not chesed. But there has to be, but of course it's got to be worked out. It's got to be seichel, because it's got to be... That's where the work starts. I'm not talking about where the work starts. I'm just painting the white lines on the field for them. The game starts afterwards. Exactly how much you give and when and whatever. And when do you go over, you know, into overdraft because that's coining shalom bias. So we're not to talk about it. Come on. But when you do give, you makayim a bit of the raisa. A bit of the raisa. You know? Your kids, you're telling me, you don't have a chiv to feed your kids after 6. Seven. But if you do, it's not a mitzvah deraisa. You don't want to know about this because you're the kind of guy that would. No. It could be the rabbanan. No, but you're nishkin mensch if you don't feed your kids. That's obvious. A chiv or not. Someone doesn't feed his own children is nishkin mensch. You're not human. So. No, but I'm saying it could be a shkoyach. Tell me, your kids, do you ever feed your kids or whatever? But after the chamoich of the rice and it behaves you to feed your kids, no? So what else? Give them clothes and take care of them and to take them to ballet classes and whatever, all the stuff you have to do. Yeah, that's it. That's what you have to do. That's what you have to do. Not because, I'm a tzaddik and I, whatever. No, because you're in heaven and Hashem told you to do this, so please do it. You make a mitzvah out of it. Mitzvah sivos kavana. You have to make a mitzvah out of it. Okay. Bilo derech hashimush anachon bebetochen elokim b'mash nageil yichosat klape hakitois hashoynes no bre'adam hem elu sheomdom oile al ma'amodoy v'hem elu sheomamodom namuch mimamodoy. You don't get this because we live in a world where there's no hierarchies. Everybody's the same and equal. There used to be a time where there was hierarchies in the world. The correct usage of betochen in elokim, in that which relates to different types of people, those that are standing is above us, those who are standing is below us, who's it? Kashe yalets oto ha-hechreach levakesh mashu mipnei odom ha-oilim olov b'mamodo az yivtoch b'dov ahu eloka. If the person is forced to request something from a person or people whose level, whose standing, whatever that means, is higher than them, then should be tochen in this matter in Hashem. V'yase es anashim alalu rak emtsoyu shal yoda yeitze oise dovan apoyim. It's a mighty kishtadlis, I say. Hard workers. You need to ask somebody something. You need to go speak to the manhelet, the cheder, about a certain thing that's going on with your kid in the cheder. You need to go speak to the bank manager, you know, whatever it is, you have to go speak to the Rosh Ha'ir, you have to go speak to the Prime Minister, whatever, you need something, yeah? So you have betochen in Hashem that whatever needs to get taken care of is going to get taken care of. And this person or these people that you need to talk to, they're just a means that Hashem will be boiled derech zeh. Why are you plowing and planting the field? Well, that's a means that Hashem will provide you with panos or not. If Hashem doesn't want the field to grow, it won't grow. And if he wants it to grow and then get destroyed by frost at all, that's also going to happen. You have to dig and plow and plant. Why? Because that's what Hashem wants. Don't ask me why. Where's the panos coming from? It's from Hashem. If Hashem wants to mafanas him via the ground, then it'll sprout and grow. You don't say thank you to the ground. You don't say thank you, Mr. Ground, for producing such wonderful fruit. You know? This is one of the hardest pieces of Chovas HaLevavos you'll ever learn. It's not the hardest. Because it goes against everything the Chovas HaLevavos teaches. The theme of the Chovas HaLevavos, the entire Satan is against what he just said. Listen to what he's saying. Mm-hmm. Listen carefully to what he's saying, and don't ask me to resolve this for you because I don't have a resolution. It's not supposed. He later will resolve this problem to a large extent. Just leave this as a, you know, we have lots of kashas. This is one of the kashas we're going to have. And when we get to the place that kind of resolves it, you'll see. But the mindset is not supposed. It goes against every principle of Chovas HaLevavos of Torah that we have. Bringing a marshal. What's the marshal? You plant things in the ground and things grow because that's what the Borei Olam wanted. You don't say thank you to the ground. That's the marshal. What's the nimshal? Somebody does you a favor. You don't say thank you to the person who did you a favor because it's nothing to do with him. You don't say thank you to Hashem and to this person. You say thank you to Hashem levad. That flies in the face of everything the Chovos Levavos talks about everywhere. Every line of Chovos, I'll tell you what, every line of the Chovos Levavos is dripping with the chiv of a chorus of toy for everything that you get. If you don't have a chorus of toif to Adam, you're in serious trouble. Says someone who doesn't have a chorus of toif is not maki toif lechaveiroi. Sof, he'll deny the existence of Hashem. Chaval toifs. I can have a chorus of toif to your fellow man. The whole world is built. I'll tell you what the problem is. Quickly, because it's late. We created the Tzelem Elokim. That's Tzelem Elokim means you want to give and not take. Taking, which is we're the biggest takers in the world, creates a stirring inside of us to our Tzelem Elokim. It creates a terrible feeling inside of us. The cure for that contradiction is a chorus of toys. If you're taking and there's no chorus of toy, then your taking is horrific. You couldn't get further away from Hashem at that moment. There's no way to get further. If you want to really get far away from Hashem, like the furthest you can get, just take. That's the opposite of Hashem. Hashem can only give, he can't take. You want to be like Hashem when you're taking, you're not like Hashem. But Hashem says, I need you to take. You live in a world where you have to take all the time. No bigger taking in the world than a human being. And Matzelem Kim screams, I don't want to take. So first we have to learn how to take as an act of giving. That's the real art of taking. When the person who's giving feels that he got more than you got. Someone does you a favor and you make him feel like, wow. He feels like that's an art. But for those of us who haven't got there yet, there's a thing called the Chorus of Tov. Chorus of Tov is what balances out life. You don't have a Chorus of Tov to your friend. You're not going to develop muscles in a Chorus of Tov. You won't have a Chorus of Tov to Hashem. How are you going to pay back Hashem? Your friend, you can pay back. You pay him, you say thank you. There's a lot of superficial ways to get rid of the problem of a Chorus of Tov. Hashem, you can't do that. You have to develop real Chorus of Tov. The other Chorus of telling us is if somebody does your favor, it's like the ground. Don't say thank you to the ground. So the ground didn't do anything. Well, the chef. Do you have a machine to scratch your ear? Why not? Why not? Because you don't need a machine to scratch your ear. Hashem doesn't need shlichim. Hashem lo tzarich shliach. Rav Dess lomar Hashem lo tzarich shlichim. Because Hashem doesn't need a machine to scratch his ear because he can scratch his ear without a machine. Nobody has paid good money for the machine to scratch his ear. Why? Because I don't need one. I scratch my ear. I can do it like this as well. I don't need a shliach. It's not shlichim. We'll see later. The Chovos Halavavos says, okay, we'll deal with it. I'm just pointing out the problem here. This is not support. You have to have a chorus of toif. He says, you can't. He asks, you're having a chorus of toif. Okay. We're not finished yet. That was the end of the story. You could close the safety garments. I'm not finished. And so Shem will get there. I'll just be aware of the fact that at this point in time, Zekula Kodesh Bol. What about these in Tzoyim that you're living with and dealing with? Your wife makes you suffer? What do you think? Well, your Kodesh Bol, your wife makes you suffer. She makes you suffer. She's the ground. No one would say that. Not even the Chovos Halavavos would say that.
Yeah.
So what is he talking about here? Okay. To be continued.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Hashem Abba Shelanu.